You know, it used to be we have Dr. Tenpenny on, I don't know, once every 6 months or so. We go, you know, some less, some more. And then we had her on. She's fantastic always. She actually reminds me of Joyce a lot, just the way she talks and just her, you know, just the way about her. And then we said, well, let's have her on every couple months, and because vaccines are important. And then we talked and said, you know what, let's have her on every month. The vaccine, at least for right now, the vaccine issue is super important. It's super important to get her information out and what she's doing. And this is, if it's not the most important medical story in America, if not the world, it's certainly one of them, because there's so much involved in it. Of course, Dr. Tenpenny is an outspoken advocate for free choice in healthcare. Isn't that what we always, they shove down our throat, choice? Everybody wants free choice. We want choice to direct our own lives. But Dr. Cherry Tenpenny, it's an absolute pleasure to have you. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much, Daniel, and it's always such a pleasure to be here. You're such a great host, and I do a lot of radio, so I know the difference, and you're really good at what you do.
Wow, very good. What do you like about coming on the show? I'm not looking for your stroke maker, but why do you like this show?
I think you have a great audience. You have a really broad reach. You ask really great questions. I really like the banter that we have back and forth. It's like you get it. And you're really trying very hard, and not only with my interviews, but with other people that you interview, to really get people to be awake and fight for our country. And I just think it's just great.
Oh, well, good. All right. That's good information. Thank you. Well, we're big fans of you over here also. No question. Why don't you tell, I know you always got different websites and stuff going on, and I always have the wrong website. So please, what websites do you want to promote?
Well, the most important website isn't even live yet. It'll be in another 2 weeks. I just hired a great team to completely redesign it. So if people just want to write it down or mark it in their head somewhere, it's courses4mastery.com. Courses, the number 4, mastery.com. Because I'm having this designed, Daniel, just because of what you just said. I've got like 7 different websites for various different things that we do. And Courses for Mastery will pull it all under one hood. And we'll be able to talk about our boot camp course, our membership, the Vaccine Research Library, Vaccine U, Vaxter, all of that stuff will be, and all the activism things we do. It'll have a calendar for my speaking events and my radio events and all the different, so everything will be right there. And so people can get in touch with everything that we are doing. And that's coursesformastery.com. And in the meantime, two things that are kind of timely is that we're hosting a free webinar next Thursday night called the Stork Course. So it's for people who are either getting pregnant, thinking about getting pregnant, they are pregnant, or they just are having a baby. We're going to talk about pediatricians. We're going to talk about nutrition. We're going to talk about this whole flathead syndrome and this back to sleep stuff. We're going to talk about which vaccines are necessary, if any of them. It's a 45-minute free webinar. You just have to register to attend. If you cannot attend on Thursday night, it's 7:30 Eastern time. It'll be about an hour, maybe an hour and a half. 7:30 next Thursday night. As long as you're registered, you will get the webinar will be recorded, and we will send you a link to be able to watch the webinar at a later time at your convenience. So just go to Vaxter.com, V-A-X-X-T-E-R.com, and it's the first article there. You can read about the webinar, and there's a link where you can register. And our Vaccine U is open, so if you go to Vaccine, the letter U, VaccineU.com, take our dollar course on vaccines and cognitive dissonance, you'll see what the courses are all about, and you'll be on our mailing list for future openings for everything that we're doing there, the pregnancy course, the pediatric course, the military course, travel vaccines. It'll all be inside of Vaccine U.
Fantastic. That's what we wanted. Well, there's several things, but that's one reason that we just love being involved with you, is how empowering you are. This is not an easy topic to grasp, and it's not an easy fight to make. And you have to have information, because the lies are just so blatant on the other side. But before we started, right before we came on, I was asking you about updates. You know, what are the most important things? Of course, New York, they passed some bill. They had no public discussion. They signed it in the dark. The governor hurried and signed it before anybody really knew what to do about it, taking away medical exemptions. We have California. You may want to talk about any of those, but I'm going to put it to you. What is the most important thing right now?
I think the most important thing is the umbrella that's even above these passages of these egregious laws in New York and what's probably going to happen in California. I mean, I know that there's lots of really good people in California, and they're fighting really, really hard. And I believe it's that bill is in SB 276 is now in the Appropriations Committee, and it won't come out for vote, I don't think, until September. So I think that they're doing a lot of things still campaigning out in California. New York, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. just filed a big lawsuit yesterday against the state, I believe it's the state of New York, for removing the religious exemption, which is constitutionally guaranteed. And so there's a big lawsuit that's going to be happening there to try to reinstate the religious exemption in New York. But I think the umbrella, even over and above those two issues, is this incredible a propaganda issue that's going on with the censorship on social media. Because not only are they the big tech companies, you know, Facebook and Google, deciding what you can say and how you can say it, now they're even determining who you can say it to by taking down your private Facebook pages that you're just communicating with people who want to hear from you. So these are people who are your fans and want to hear from you, or your business and these people want to hear from you. But MailChimp is stopped with so you can't even your own list that you have built over 10 to 15 years, that they suddenly changed the terms of service so you can't even communicate to your people on topics that they think are inappropriate. So they have become MailChimp, Facebook, Google have become the thought police in deciding what they think is appropriate. And what they think is appropriate is all the propaganda party line. And I mean, didn't we fight world wars over this? Didn't we, you know, wow, in terms of freedom and freedom of choice and freedom of speech? And I mean, after World War II, we set up Radio Free Europe, so that, you know, there could be voices of freedom, that the radio could go in and announce behind the Iron Curtain, because the only thing they were hearing is what the Soviets wanted them to hear in terms of the propaganda party line, and anybody that stepped out of that could end up in the gulag. Are we seeing the same thing here? I mean, it just seems as though there are so many elements of history repeating itself, only with a heavier hand, to take away our First Amendment right to free speech, our Second Amendment right to bear arms, our ability to communicate with each other. Now, Huffington Post has gotten on board, and they're taking down every single article on Huffington Post that's ever been posted that talks about vaccine injuries, vaccine side effects. There's a whole writer that talked about vaccine injury stories, and it's all gone. Poof. Overnight.
You said it. It's even more insidious than World War II in some ways, because it's so... it's not transparent. It's not in your face. It's taking the digital version of us, the electronic version of us, which is more and more becoming us, and it's censoring that. So it's not like a direct conflict in front of you. It's a side conflict that is even more important. It's even more damaging in many ways.
It is, and it's so in your face. And I don't know if people either don't know about it, or they don't, or they feel helpless to do anything about
both.
It, and they're just like, yeah, well.
Don't you think it's both? Don't you think, what am I supposed to do?
The third element, I would say, is that people are kind of shell-shocked by it. It's like deer in the headlights.
Well, we talked about in the news today with my uncle who was on, Major League Baseball. I know this doesn't seem like this would relate at all, but it does. Major League Baseball just is trying out electronic umpires on the balls and strikes. And one of the reasons they want to do it is because it will speed up the game, because it will stop arguments. How can you argue with a computer? You know, who do you argue with when you get called out? You can't blame the umpire anymore. Who do you blame? Okay, it's the same thing. When you're mad at Google or you're mad at Facebook, who do you blame? Who do you call? You know, who do I complain to? Who do I yell at? You know, what do you do? Your only choice is really to get off of it, but there's such big monopolies, then that means you get off social media almost. I mean, you see what I'm saying?
I do. And I do believe that there are many companies that are scrambling right now. I mean, like WeMe, and which I don't like very much. And I know from an insider person that WeMe's whole idea is to build up their entire base so they can sell it to Facebook. And
yeah.
I believe that that's a lot of things that happens with startups as they look and say, okay, I can get venture capital money or angel money, or I can bootstrap some money. And then if it gets big enough, then one of the big boys will just buy it. So where does that leave us? And
well,
I mean, it's the same thing in the vaccine industry, right? That you have people in these little labs that they're developing a vaccine that they hope the vaccine industry will buy. So I do believe that social media, though, is a bit of a big addiction, and people don't understand what they are sacrificing by being on that. Now, I do think that there are other search engines that we can use besides Google.
DuckDuckGo.
There's another one that I am exploring. It's called Brave Browser. I like that a lot.
Never heard of it.
It's an encrypted browser for searching. It's Brave, Brave.
Mm-hmm.
And that was recommended to me by someone that is a friend of mine who's in the tech industry, and she recommends this for all of her clients because of it can download all of your stuff off of Chrome, but it's private. And it's encrypted, and so it gets you off of the Chrome search engine because Chrome is owned by Google. And so everything that you search there on Chrome is running through Google search engines. And it's almost like it's just this incredible, it's like the Borg. It's like this huge, big electronic netting that's going around the world and is trying to capture and enslave all of us. And there was an article that just came out that I in terms of part of that enslavement is the forced vaccinations and this mandatory vaccines that have been coming for children. And you know, Daniel, you and I have talked multiple times that I've said that what was coming next was they're coming after adults.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a paper that came out just last week, and I'm not exactly sure, there's no date on this paper, but because it was put out after the Salzburg Global Seminar, and the Salzburg Global Seminar on Health was the end of June. So I know that this document is relatively recent, and it is probably one of the more egregious documents that I've read. And as you know, I've seen a lot of creepy stuff. And the title of this document is The Salzburg Statement on Vaccination Acceptance. And it's only two pages long, but it says in the second page, in 2019, the United States and 34 countries in the WHO European region still have areas where there are insufficient vaccination rates. So the goal is to vaccinate everyone. And then there are these action priorities that are just chilling. So we call upon major search engines and social media and organizations to do the following. Then we call on governments, policymakers, advocacy groups, educators, and philanthropists. We call upon health professionals, educators across society, and we call upon parents to seek information about vaccination from medical expertise so they do not get information on unproven alternatives and misinformation.
You mentioned earlier what a desperate and really crucial time that we're in, crucial situation. I want to tell you another story. I'm getting talk about robot umpires. I'm going to tell you about bread now, and I want to relate it to this and then get your comment. Have you heard of Dave's Bread? I don't know if you have or not. They sell it at Walmart. It's an organic type bread. It's fantastic. It always sells out at Walmart because people want good bread. It actually tastes like bread used to taste like. Well, the head of Dave's Bread sold out, I don't know to who, but just sold out to somebody. And they went to him and they said, you know, you fought against all these big companies and what they're putting out. Why in the world do you do it? He says, you know what? 100%. I sold out. I'm sorry. I felt like I had to because it was either they were going to buy me out or they would crush me. They would just put their attention and their money and everything on me and then they would crush me. I felt like I had no choice. Okay, going to what you said, even if something rises that is good for us, we're in such an environment that it almost can't even stand because of whatever reason. I mean, does that mean anything to you in this big scheme? I mean, how desperate, how crucial of a point are we at in this country?
I think that we're at a crucial tipping point. I mean, if people don't understand that the far left, the radical left is pulling us towards socialism, towards normalizing the abnormal. And if you say that it's abnormal, oh, then you're a racist or you're a homophobe or you're a whatever phobe. You know, if you call out abnormal things like boys that suddenly declare themselves girls so they can go into girls' locker rooms and then compete on, you know, track and sports and field events with girls and then destroy the girls' records and their ability to get scholarships for college. And I mean, the list just goes on and on. I mean, the live birth abortions that New York has now passed. I mean, you know, I think that most Americans, and particularly like people like you and me, Daniel, in our age group and the heartland of America, the Midwest, the solid people that, you know, that believe in hard work and believe in God and go to church on Saturday or go to church on Saturday or Sunday and really believe, have in their core that there is a higher power and that we are subject to those kinds of laws and rules at that level. I think that most of us are sitting back kind of shell-shocked. I know that there's times when I feel that way, like gasping, like, how can this be? How can these young people not, you know, want to destroy statues and destroy murals of our history because they have decided it's racist? And are we going through some sort of a weird phase in our history of our country or the world right now that maybe we're going to come out on the other side of it 20 or 30 years from now and go, look at all that stuff that we destroyed that we can never, ever get back. It's literal book burning and destroying of statues and monuments and historical artifacts because suddenly there is a group of people that have decided it's racist or it's, you know, somehow biased against what they believe, and so therefore we must destroy it. I believe that people need to stand up against this, really.
You tell me, I agree with you. I think part of the problem is people don't know what, but I'll address that in a minute. You tell me what you think. This is not a paranoid discussion, or it's not a you know, what if discussion. All we need to do is look halfway across the world and look at China. Right now, today, millions of people, they can't even get on a plane. They can't even get a train ticket to go to work if they don't agree with certain party line thoughts. We're already seeing this in China. So when we see the censorship that we're seeing by these big companies here in America, how in the world can our mind not go to China? I mean, it's like, well, wow, you're like two steps away from China right now. And then on top of that, do you see an inevitable clash here? Because I think people, you mentioned traditional Americans, conservative Americans, believe in God, hard work, morality, general morality. Mm-hmm. Do you see an inevitable clash? If they don't give up those morals, then there's an inevitable clash with what's coming.
I have to say yes, because there is so much that is now coming forth and being exposed. I mean, look at the Jeffrey Epstein thing with all the pedophile sex trafficking, all these things that are going to be coming to light. There's all these exposures now that Prager University is doing about the indoctrination of our young people at these totally leftist colleges that really are promoting total socialism. And look at our candidates that are running for office on the Democratic platform. Free everything. You know, delete, you know, free. We'll neutralize your college debt. We'll give you health care free for all. We'll give you every free thing that you can think about. And wasn't it Beto or Beto that says, yes, every child born in the United States, the government will put $1,000 into a checking account for them for later. I mean, there's 4 million live births per year in this country, you know? And so where does that money, where do all these money things come from? And then nothing, you know, the whole expression, there's no such thing as a free lunch, is really true. I mean, everything comes at a price. If you think you're going to get something for free on the one side, that means you're going to have huge taxes on the other end, or you're going to sacrifice and give up any sort of freedom and autonomy in your life that for which America as a society, our constitutional republic was formed on that. I mean, we left tyranny to come here. The problem is there isn't any place to go from here. It's not like there's Atlantis is going to rise up out of the ocean and we can go and start a new continent or something, you know? I mean, this is it. This is it.
All right, you asked, and this is obviously we got like 2 or 3 minutes before the break, so see what you can do in 2 minutes. But you asked kind of the question. I don't think people know what to do. And we're not even talking about vaccines. You see how quickly, ladies and gentlemen, the vaccine topic gets to really the whole destiny of mankind here. That's why it's such an important topic. But, I mean, what can people do? What do people need to be doing right now?
I think that people, the first thing that they need to do is to find like-minded people in their community, because all politics is local. And you need to stand up first and foremost to protect your own community from the tyranny that's coming right down the street at you, right here. I think that's probably the most important thing that we can do, because if you have, you know, a million communities that suddenly each one of those communities have 100 people that are working together, a million, I don't know. Do you know how many municipalities there are in the U.S.?
I know there's 3,000, there's 3,100 counties or 3,200, something like that. There's 3,100 counties.
3,200 counties, and let's say that there's 1,000 people in each county that decide that they're going to stand up and for their own land and does not be taxed and not have people go door to door. See, I have been always concerned about the census thing, that people would go door to door and vaccinate, which is what we thought was going to happen when they passed a bill, one of those bills several years ago, that it provided a provision for people to, during the whole bird flu thing, which would have been 2005, that inside of that appropriation bill, that it, depending on how you read it, because the words were kind of slippery, did it give the government the right in the event of a pandemic to go door to door to vaccinate people? And so, you know, these are things that are happening, you know, locally. And I think that if people got active locally, you know, it's that Margaret Mead quote, you know, never doubt for a minute that the world can change by a small group of people. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has, is for small people to get active.
Amen.
That's what we really need to do. A small group. It doesn't need to be 320 million people. It needs to be 300 or even 30 in your local community to make a difference.
That's powerful. And not only that, it's encouraging. And it kind of buoys you up, because you do feel overwhelmed. And so when you're sitting in your house, or you're listening to this, or your room, or you see something on news that strikes you, you know, don't get overwhelmed. Instead be fortified in your conviction in just who you are, and then try to multiply you. Just multiply you and try to come together. And from there, that conviction and that power, believe me, the universe resonates to freedom. The whole creation resonates to what we're trying to put across here, and Sherry Tenpenny's talking about here. We'll be back. There's the music. Sherry Tenpenny, her new website, Vaxxer.com, is going to turn into something. We're thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned. More with the one and only Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural OxyC. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. OxyC is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural OxyC and prepare to be amazed. OxyC is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Doesn't that song make you want to get up early and run around the city and drink raw eggs or something? It does me.
I don't know if I go that far.
No, me neither. I just thought about that. Love that. That was Sherry Tenpenny wanted that song. Get us fired up a little bit because, ladies and gentlemen, like we talk on the show, I mean, above all else, I hope you learn from this show the divinity, the greatness, the whatever you want to say, the something special that's inside you. And all the world wants it and wants to control it. And that's what we're talking about. All these discussions, they really break down. And the miracle that happened in this country 250 years ago is the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights that came out of it. These are the miracles. Miracles! You know, you want to go to the Bible and talk about Moses delivering people from Egypt? You think the Declaration of Independence is any less a miracle, any less important to put our unalienable rights endowed by our Creator above government? Do you know how unique that is in the history of the world? How special? And all these things we're talking about, and forced vaccines, and the medical industry, and every decision. Do not be overwhelmed. Because obviously they need your permission. Obviously they need your will on this, or they would have already done whatever they're planning. It's obvious they're planning something in control. Obviously they would have already done it, especially in America. But because they need you. So what does that say about you and your power and where this is going and what we can do? Only 3% of the population stood up to Britain to even do this. And just like Robert Frost said, our founding fathers didn't believe in the future. They believed the future in. So what do you believe? What is on your heart? What are you convicted about? Because conviction is king right now. Either side. You can see it, ladies and gentlemen. You can see it. You can feel it. The conviction of Antifa to run around masks and beat up little old ladies or elderly veterans or what have you. Or on the other side, pro-life, people pushing and parents and vaccines. Sherry Tenpenny out here giving everything she can to this. We don't get checks from George Soros. Do you see? The founding fathers, they didn't have shoes. The people who went across the Delaware, they didn't have shoes to fight on Christmas Eve 1776. They left blood in the snow. Do you think our fate is any less desperate than it was for them? But did you see how the universe resonated with them? Do you see how friends, God raised up friends to fight their battles for us? If you believe in freedom, morality, I'm not talking about a specific religion, but it's a religious idea. It's also a secular idea in this country. If you believe in that, and you're firm on that, you cannot be controlled. You cannot be overcome. And so to hold to that and these ideas and to stay firm, I don't care what smiling politician dressed up with makeup on his cheek in front of a camera tells you, if you hold on to that, then they can't control you. It's that simple. They may can take your life, maybe, if there's not enough of us, but that's what we need, that conviction. And it's time right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're supported, of course, by the Power Mall. Check out the specials over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Great specials. My book, Forever 1776. You get a free copy if you have a certain size order over there. Check out, give Jay a call. All the great specials that we have for you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your purchases, your donations, what have you. ThePowerMall.com. Buy from the good guys, will you? As Joyce always said. Support us. We don't get a check from George Soros. We get checks from you. So thank you so much. Back to Sherry Tenpenny. You know, we haven't really talked about vaccines at all. And really, in some way, this, even vaccines themselves, it's not about vaccines, is it? It's about our choices and our ability to choose and our destiny and who we are and government and Declaration of Independence and Thomas Jefferson and Bill Clinton, you know, the Contra, all these. That's what all this is about. Your thoughts.
Oh, well, what you just said was just so motivating and so inspiring. Thank you for saying it. And it's really true that there is just there's rampant evil on our planet right now that we were told was going to happen one of these days. And it's, the vaccination issue is just an abomination. I mean, it's one thing that I don't quite understand, Daniel, is I really don't understand why the churches don't get behind this idea. Why the church is sold out and they allow Jesus was always suffer now the children, and anyone who does anything to the least of these is doing this unto me. So if you are injecting your child with cow blood and dog cells and cells from aborted fetal tissue and 200 different chemicals, 8 of which are known carcinogens, and aluminum, and still they have mercury in them, 12,000 micrograms of mercury, 12,000 micrograms of aluminum in a fully vaccinated child. If you are injecting all these known poisons into your children to avoid a fever, a cough, and a rash, because you haven't taken the time to really look into and read a little bit about what measles and pertussis and chickenpox is really all about, other than being fed the fear factor from the propaganda machine, and you're doing this to your children, as Jesus says in the Good Book, what you do unto these, you're doing unto me. And I don't understand why the churches don't get behind that and understand that this is an abomination. And several of my very connected Christian friends have said, I believe this whole vaccination issue, the way they are pushing it so hard, like we talked about in the first segment about this whole Salzburg statement on vaccination acceptance. You accept that mark And could that be the mark of the beast? Could you be injecting these things, irrespective of any conspiracy theory about having it being microchipped? We know from the Gotti study and from what Corvelva has done in researching what's actually in those vaccines that there's foreign material in there that they can't even identify what it is. There's a crystalline things that they can't even pull them apart to identify what's part of them. They've found foreign matter that they don't know what it is. In Gardasil 9, they found traces of amphetamines. And the only way that amphetamines can get into a vaccine vial is either they produced the vaccine on a dirty machine and it wasn't cleaned well enough, or someone intentionally put that in as part of the ingredients. So when you understand the abomination of the stuff that's being sucked out of that vial into a needle and then jabbed into the thigh of your most precious thing, your child, or into your most precious thing, your own body, why aren't the churches getting behind this, Daniel? Why don't they stand up and say, we need a moratorium on all of this. If there's any doubt that this stuff is causing problems, then there should be no doubt that we must stop it. It's not about something safer or less toxic or spread them out one at a time. A little poison is still poison. And why the churches don't get behind this is just an enigma to me.
Well, the churches loaded the train in Germany. I mean, I asked the same question. I can't get the churches to get excited about abortion. I mean, we should be screaming about abortion. States are actually making moves right now. The churches, there's territory to be gained here in public opinion. Vaccines, I think part of it is ignorance. You know, we're told the same thing. You know, part of it is ignorance. But ignorance, that doesn't mean it's any less damaging, because ignorance is not bliss. It's damaging, especially in this. You're asking me for the answer to that? That's way above my pay grade, Dr. Tenpenny. I don't know.
Well, I just thought that perhaps you would give, you know, from what you were saying, maybe you've pondered that, or maybe some of your other guests
have talked
about this. And I thought
I thought you had some
insight, that's all.
The only insight I could give about it, it's one, ignorance, about vaccines specifically. I mean, not abortion, now we're talking about vaccines. One, it's ignorance, and I think churches, well-meaning, think they really do want to help people. There's certainly people involved. Hey, I really do want to help people, and this is what this is what everybody's telling me. I haven't taken the time to listen to Dr. Tenpenny, so I'm trying to help people. It's ignorance. That's part of it. Two, there's a lot of churches that are, the federal response team, the FEMA response team, they're controlled. There's no question. A lot of these churches, bigger churches, they are controlled. The biggest denominations at the highest level are very, very corrupt. Because if you're going to control a population, just look at the, you know, we talked about America. 1770s, religion fomented revolution. So do you think the establishment, or if you want to control a population, do you think they were ever going to let that happen again? So immediately, if they're going to do anything, if they're going to control America or the world, you better control religion. You better either get people just like communist Karl Marx. You better get them to think it's the opiate of the people or what have you, and to get disdain or disillusion of religion. Or you better control religion, and so the people who do listen are going to fall right in line. It's those two things, those three things. You got those three major things that are going religion. Four, people don't want to step out anything controversial and don't want to offend people. They don't even want to. It's gotten so bad that these preachers don't even want to talk about abortions, talk about killing a newborn baby, because they think, we're going to offend some women because they think it's going to limit their rights because they've believed the line of bull that they've been taught. I mean, those four major things. They're afraid to get rid of people from the pews.
I would add a fifth one to that. There are probably a lot of physicians sitting in their pews donating a lot of money. Each Sunday morning, if you've got Christian physicians who donate, who tithe their 10%, and now suddenly you offend them, there goes money out your door.
This is, you know, I 100% agree with you. So what if what have churches become? And I've said this over and over. If your church isn't at least talking about some of these things, really, when it's all said and done, what good are they? You know, if they're supposed to be watchmen. I mean, I've gotten emails with people basically yelling at me because I said that, but I'm going to say it right now. I mean, this is in China right now. They're not letting people on trains because they disagree politically with the established government right now. The big tech is the same big tech. This is the same mechanism that's going on here. Do you not think that that's right around the corner, or at least planned? If you don't see that, if you looked at this, I'm not saying it's going to happen because I don't want to proclaim that, but do you not think people are planning that? So, if churches can't...
Yeah, they definitely are. Yeah, definitely.
Sure. So if churches can't speak out about it, and then people are going to say, well, I don't want to have doomsday. I don't want... See, you're getting me fired up, Dr. Tenpenny, because that now, now you're talking about John Adams. When John Adams was confronted with this, he said, you know what? If trouble's going to come, let it come now in our generation so our grandchildren can live in peace. Let it come now. And that's the attitude we should have. We should have some of that fire. That's why I talked about Confederate statues. See, I grew up in the South. Southern people, they got that fire in them. They had that fire in them. And so Americans had that fire in them 100-something years before that. They had something burning in them, the desire to be free. It certainly came from a moral point of view, no question. So the basic morality, what are you going to fight for? When you see these things, there have to be absolutes in your minds. And this vaccine issue, this is one thing, you know, you may not be able to fight big tech. You can't fight Google. You can't get, you know, clean or drain the swamp because we're so overwhelmed with it. But you know what you can do? And it's what I've said. I'll say it. I'll be the first one. I'm not going to try to tell you what to do, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I will never get a vaccine. I will never. My children will never, never, never get a vaccine. I don't care how many trucks come here to my door and try to give me a vaccine. I don't want to cuss, but I don't care. I will never, ever get a vaccine. Never. And they can't make me. And I got a gun, and I got a family, and I got people who believe like-minded around me, and family that believes like-minded around me. I will never give in to them. Never. And so this is America. What I just told you, that's America. That's the American ideal. You see, it's ridiculous that we turned up against Britain and defied history and did what we did. It's ridiculous. Do you think it's going to take anything less to overcome what we're facing now? And so the convicted people say, well, no. You just look in the mirror. You just get convicted about something. You just do what you can, and you just have faith in the universe and God, whatever you feel faith about. You have faith in that God's going to be with you, and come what may, hell or high water, that God's going to be with you and help you make these decisions, and you're going to be convicted. That's it. And so the one of these decisions about vaccines, when conversations come up, you need to be ready to tell thevaxxer.com, look, go to this website. You need to say, this is BS, this is why. You need to be able to give an answer in season to these answers or to these questions. When somebody around me comes up with something about abortion or some off-kilter talk about this, that I am so ready, I go off on them. My wife has literally alienated most of her family. She doesn't care. They're all medical. She doesn't care. They're ready for forced vaccination. They're ready for mandatory vaccines. Her whole family is. And they're very conservative. This is white bread America. This is the salt of the earth Americans. This is what they believe. My wife has basically alienated half her family over this. And we have to be able to stand and look on the faith and the shoulders of our founding fathers so that our progenitors, again, you want to be part of eternity? You want to be part of God's creation? You want to be part of the plan of all the universe? Then you got to look forward to the next generation. You got to be, you know, Daniel Estlin said the thing, you know, when you're sitting there, on your deathbed, your old age, and you're sitting there in your chair and your years are about done, the thing that should occupy, dominate your mind is, what have you done to help this next generation? Your conviction, your getting the book and having it in your house, you're spreading Dr. Tenpenny's websites, going to her seminars, just your mere knowledge, your conviction, your firmness in this matter will shake the gates of hell. And I don't care who comes out against it. I don't care what the CDC says. I don't care what the dog catcher says in your county. It doesn't matter. You are endowed by God with certain unalienable rights. You have power. You have authority, and you have a dominion. And we have on this show people like Dr. Tenpenny, who understand and know all this and the place that they are, and they are risking everything. You have no idea what we risk being on this microphone. You know, and some of the emails I get, you know, and I'm not, you know, whatever, you can send any kind of email you want, it's fine. And people say, the same kind of people send emails to Joyce. Believe me, they did. I read, she used to laugh about it, and she used to tell me to blow it off. Well, sometimes I can't blow it off. It doesn't matter. You don't matter. In the stream of things, you don't matter. Dr. Tenpenny matters. This show matters. Our independence, and in the face of all this, these people, they will be a byline on history. They will not be remembered because freedom will always win. And the spirit is within me that's given to by my grandparents, my parents, my family, my grandmother who put that thing up on the refrigerator and handed me None Dare Call It Conspiracy and taught me about health and different things and the conviction I have in looking at my children. Do you think I'm going to let them down? Do you think I'm going to let my founding fathers down, my forefathers, my family, my mother who's passed away, my grandmother, my father, all these things that most of them are not even here? And then I look forward in the eyes of my children. This is it. We are here right now, and the whole parallel of history is standing right at this point. We got about 7 or 8 minutes, Dr. Tenpenny. You shouldn't ask me a question. I'm all fired up.
It was everything you said. I couldn't agree with more. And I feel that is something that really needed to be said, and I hope that all of your listeners will have eyes to see and ears to hear, and will let that in, because this is the type of conviction we need right now. Great American experiment is going to exist, if your children are going to grow up and have a constitutional republic. I mean, I treat a lot of kids in my practice that have this stupid, you know, flat head syndrome that an entire industry is being brought up, is being created now because these kids, because of this back to sleep stuff where you have to lay your kid on their back to sleep at night, which has never been done in the 30 to 50,000 years that we've had children on this planet. And now we are creating all of these problems structurally in their head, their vision, their ears, because of these terror that these young parents are put through about you have to lay your child on his back or they're going to die when they sleep. I mean, like, really? And so now we've got all these deformed head kids. And I'll tell you, you know, somewhere out in the future, when if the world lives that long and archaeologists come back and dig up graves from this particular point in time and they see all these people with these flat heads. I mean, it looks like somebody took a frying pan to the back of their head and made it all flat. They're going to say, I wonder what they were doing to those kids and why did those people all grow up? Did they strap their head like they used to strap feet of little Chinese kids so that they kept their feet small? I mean, did they do something stupid like that in order for these kids to have this flathead? I mean, there's entire industries being brought up about that. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about is this whole flathead that's on the back or on one side, when parents should be concerned and what they can do about it when we have our free 45-minute webinar. It's one of the topics we're talking about next Thursday night, which is July the 18th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a 45-minute. It'll probably be 45-minute webinar with 15 to 30 minutes of Q&A afterwards. It's free. You just have to register. You go to Vaxxter.com, V-A-X-X-T-E-R.com, and the first article there at the top, it's called The Stork Course. We just made it up just for something fun, The Stork Report, and you must register in the link. It'll be recorded. If you can't watch it live, we'll send you a link in a week or so for you to be able to come and watch it somewhere else. We're going to be talking about, do you need a pediatrician, and what about this vitamin K shot? I mean, we know to refuse the hepatitis B, but isn't vitamin K, isn't it just a vitamin? We're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to talk about vaccines in pregnancy and newborns. And we're going to talk about vaccine ingredients and this problematic ingredient issue. And once people know what's coming through that needle, I mean, I said it, and I've said it on your show before, Daniel, that if you really understood what was being injected into your baby and into you to keep you from having a fever, a cough, and a rash, maybe some diarrhea, you wouldn't take that same syringe full of stuff and inject it into your garden toad. So why would you inject it into your baby? It's horrible. And so we're going to talk about all those things during the Q&A period, and it's a free webinar at vaxxter.com, V-A-X-X-T-E-R.com, and there's a link there. You can just click on the link. It'll take you to the registration page. Just register.
Vaxxter.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Tenpenny is a practicing physician. She has a practice. I mean, you can only imagine what she's risking, even to be here and the person that she is. And please don't let it be in vain. Please take advantage of this opportunity. She's giving away a free seminar. Having a newborn mother or a new mother of a newborn is a great opportunity to give them information because they are so hypersensitive to everything about baby. They're inundated by information. If you can give them some truth and give them opportunity, give them a choice. A lot of times they don't even know. They don't know. And so if you can give them some options, that's invaluable. Vitamin K shot, just quickly, we have about 2 or 3 minutes. Vitamin K shot.
Well, it's not just a vitamin.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to talk about that a lot. I mean, there's four or five different vitamin K products available that they give to newborn. One of them has 100 micrograms of aluminum in it. So if you give that with a hepatitis B at birth, that baby has 200 micrograms of aluminum injected into their body. The FDA only allows, you know, doesn't have an upper limit of the amount of aluminum at any given time anymore. They used to have it as so much per body weight. And so now, and we know that aluminum goes in and destroys the central nervous system. On my, you know, I do this radio show every other Thursday. It's called The Science Bites Radio with Robert Scott Bell. And if you haven't listened to it, if you go to robertscottbell.com, at the top there's a link that says The Science Bites. And what we do is we take a deep dive into the scientific literature. And yesterday we were talking about aluminum, and I pulled up four articles from peer-reviewed mainstream medical journals talking about the problems with aluminum and what aluminum actually does. And it goes into and it disrupts all the water in your body because, you know, humans are about 70% water. And it goes into the central nervous system and into the brain. And once it's there, it cannot be removed. And it causes genetic disruptions and a long list of neurological problems. But we're injecting vitamin K with aluminum, hepatitis B with aluminum, when babies are just like hours old. And
what does
and
a baby need? Dr. Tam, what in the world does a baby need of a hepatitis vaccine, even if they did work?
They don't. And we actually have a course on that in Vaccine U, in the pregnancy course, about why in the pregnancy series on why hepatitis B at birth. So if you go to Vaccine U and up in the right-hand corner, it says course catalog. You can see the courses that we have posted there so far. And with a little bit of luck, by the end of this year, we'll have somewhere between 30 and 40 more courses available inside of Vaccine U. Each course is $39. You have lifetime access, and you have access to me.
So. Wow. Access to you. That's fantastic. It's great having you on. We didn't talk a lot about some of the details of vaccines. We have previous
But we did. We talked interviews about the most important things. We talked about getting people motivated, about trusting your spirit, and knowing that the battles we're fighting are spiritual ones. And people need to hang on to that and move forward with it.
Awesome. There's the music. Turn that up just a little bit, Todd, the music. This is, of course, it's the end of the week. This is George, which you always used to play. Dr. Tenpenny, really, it's an honor. There's so many people. There's a few guests that we have that I have such respect for everything you do, everything you risk, and I understand that. I don't know if our audience does, but I hope they take advantage of what you're doing and what you're, you know, stepping out to offer them. So thank you so much. God bless you, Dr. Tenpenny. God keep you. God will bless. God keep you, and your message will go forward.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Till next month.
Yes, ma'am. God bless. Everybody have a great weekend. We have a great lineup next week, too. Stay tuned. See ya.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. This